ladies and gentlemen, he's in the building. He's just come over from the theatre. He's still got his makeup on. No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. How are you, young man?
Hey, Pete. I'm great, thank you. Really good.
It's been a long time.
A very long time. God, I haven't been at the top of this place for many years.
Yeah, it's great. Great place to work.
Great penthouse, isn't it?
It is indeed, except though it moves 7 inches in the wind.
Stop it.
Yeah. When the wind's, seriously, 7 inches. You see the blinds go like that.
It's scary, isn't it?
It's pretty horrendous, pretty horrendous. So, is this the first real acting job?
It is, and I'm like, I'm just loving it. It's just, I'm living the dream. This is what I wanted to do. I've wanted to do musicals for like 15 years, probably, yeah. And I just felt now was the right time and stuff, and it's been amazing.
And it's a hell of a musical you're in. You're in Footloose, which is at the Empire till Saturday with a matinee. Or two matinees?
Matinee tomorrow and matinee Saturday, Saturday, yeah.
So two matinees. And we're talking to Lee Brennan from 911, but of course now an actor playing
Willard Hewitt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us what it's about.
Okay, well, basically Footloose is about, well, the guy Ren, who's the lead guy, he comes from Chicago and he's used to dancing and stuff there, and he comes to a small town called Beaumont and dancing is banned. So the whole story is Ren coming to Beaumont and trying to change the law of the dancing. And I'm his sidekick, Willard, who's like a comedy role, I guess. And he can be a bit simple sometimes, a bit of a fighter, but he's not really. And he's hopefully quite endearing as well.
Do tell us how you got the job, because it was quite a story, wasn't it?
Well, do you know what? About a week before I got the audition, I actually watched Footloose, a movie on TV, and then I got a call saying, would you like to audition for Willard? And I was like, of course I would, like, it's what I've always wanted to do. And I planned to try and get into musicals this year, or audition at least. I did the audition, learned the accent and stuff like that, deep South American. I had to sing a song, do some choreography in front of the producers, directors. And then I got a call a few days later and I was like, well, I won't tell you what I said.
I can imagine.
Well made up, I tell you, yeah.
Now, how much rehearsal?
I had one day with the choreographer, one day with the director, and we had one dress run, and that was my lot, I guess. And but the cast have been amazing, you know, the first week especially helped me get through everything, and now it's just great. I feel integrated with everybody now, so it's great.
How long have you been doing it now?
This is my fourth week, so 25 shows, 26 shows now.
How long have you got to do?
I've got four more weeks. I do 64 altogether. So it's pretty good. I've got loads to do.
Do you think now, looking back with 911, that training has helped you enormously with what you're doing?
I guess in a kind of way it has, but it's definitely a different kind of thing to learn, I guess, big time. I think I'd never had like any acting training before. I had a couple of weeks before I did my first show and stuff, just to learn basic techniques, and it's incredible what I didn't actually know about acting. So now I'm picking up lots of things about movements and techniques and that, and hopefully I'm getting better and better as the weeks go by.
And your voice is working on it, because it's hard work.
It is, yeah. You've got to look after your voice. I mean, I'm not, you know, this is probably the most focused I've been in anything I've done, to be honest with you. And, you know, I'm not having any wild nights out and stuff. I'm on lots of water. I'm training hard. And I'm just getting on with the job, really, and trying to do the best I can.
So this is a new direction for you completely?
Yeah, big time. I mean, after this, I've got a few 911 things, commitments still and stuff. But, you know, if an opportunity came up again, I'd love to do musicals again or any kind of straight acting. I found this is a passion big time that I didn't know I had.
I think what's good about it is that people will know about you now. And see you in a different... You know yourself in this industry. You get put into a box and you don't know what's going to happen. Now all of a sudden you're out that box and this could open a lot of doors for you.
I hope so. I think, I mean, I'm getting some really nice words, feedback and stuff by people, which is great. And even 911 fans, when they come and stuff and see me, they are quite shocked of the contrast between 911 Lee and the guy who's playing Willard. So that's really nice to hear, like.
That's great. You're getting lots of fans in.
Yeah, always familiar faces in from 911, which is always great. They always support us here. I mean, we last did Liverpool in October on our 20th anniversary with 911, and that was great. We did the O2 Academy and stuff like that. So Liverpool's always been a good home. And Jimmy's from Liverpool, of course, from the band. So, yeah, it's always good here.
Looking back now with the revivals that they've had, because there were so many about, and still people are doing them. I think Andy McCluskey's just done OMD with, what did he do last night? The Albert Hall two nights.
Wow, amazing.
So, I mean, it is a different world, isn't it, now? It's really changed. Everyone's coming back and coming back in a different sort of style.
I think in the end, most bands end up coming back and doing a reunion type thing. And I guess we were lucky 3 years ago with the big reunion, which brought back loads of 90s bands and stuff. And from then on, I guess, we haven't looked back. We've managed like 3 or 4 tours of our own as well as the big reunion stuff. And obviously this is helping as well with Footloose. So it's just great that we're back on board everything again. And yeah, I mean, it's an up and down industry, as you know as well. So, but it's just amazing to be back out there again.
Footloose has been at the Empire before, always does well. It's a great, great show. There's 2 matinees. It's on till Saturday. And this young man is our star, who's come over to see us tonight.
Stop
straight
it.
Straight from the show. Straight from the show.
I'm still buzzing. I'm flying.
Well, yeah, but that's the best way to interview people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to sing and dance, don't worry about it. Just get straight on with it. What did you feel the first night going on?
Do you know what? That was the most bizarre experience ever, because it was a different feeling to what I'm used to with 911 and stuff. I was scared. I was excited. The adrenaline was way over the top for me, and I was so focused, it was unreal. And I'd sort of set each, I looked at it not as a whole show, I looked at it scene by scene and broke it down to make it easier for myself. And luckily I didn't drop a line, and everyone seemed pleased with it, so I was like buzzing, absolutely. But I couldn't sleep till about 4 in the morning the next morning.
That's great, that's yeah. Great, because that energy comes over in the show as well. And it's so important for an audience to feel that energy. And Footloose really does move. You know, it's
amazing.
Great, great songs.
Yeah, classic songs, and songs specifically written for the musical. And, you know, the cast, they all play instruments on stage. There's no band in the pit, which is different. Usually it's an actor musical thing. So it's pretty special that way. Such a talented cast. And, yeah, I can't say any more about it. It's just incredible. It's a great show. You've got to come and see it.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? You've got to come and see it. Looking back at the TV you did, do you regret any of it? Because you really put your soul, heart and soul on the...
I don't regret it. No, I don't, actually. I think if I'm given an opportunity to speak honestly about something, I would. And at that time, I was in a certain place in my life where my marriage had split up and stuff like that. And it was like therapy doing it, actually. I spent 4 hours doing an interview, and they edited that down to about 2 minutes probably, and I got a lot of stuff off my chest there, which I think I needed to, and it just helped me move forward step by step. And no, I don't regret that. And I guess, like, yeah, I did completely wear my heart on my sleeve about my ex-wife and stuff like that, but no, I don't. That's real. That's how it was. I think people want to see real sometimes, and it was that reality thing, which I think worked.
How did your fans react to that?
Amazing, actually. I was overwhelmed with all the support and Twitter and stuff, that all went mad. And yeah, it was quite surreal, actually. So much positivity, and I didn't realise how I'd actually come across, to be honest, but they did. So
how long ago was 911 started?
95 we started, probably one of the first places.
So we didn't have social media, did we then?
No, gosh, no.
So that, you must have seen a big difference with Twitter. I mean, you came in here and you just videoed something.
I was Snapchatting, yeah.
But it's changed it, hasn't it? It's changed enormously, having Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat. It's really changed everything.
Completely. I mean, God, if we'd have had that back in the day, there would have been some naughty stories, I think, going around about 911. So thank goodness. But it's amazing for bands. Like, if you look at One Direction and stuff, it just gets your name quickly around the world. And I'm not saying that was the sole reason, but I mean, it just helps that kind of band, I guess, get further afield a lot quicker with, you know, fans just logging onto Twitter and seeing who are these good looking guys from the UK, clicking onto YouTube that's got links and stuff. It's pretty incredible how it's all changed. It's flipped completely from back in my day.
So now you've done a musical. What's the ultimate? What's the ultimate musical? If I could wave a wand, what would you like to, what part and which one?
That's so difficult. I mean, the first sort of musical film I learned the whole words to was The Wizard of Oz. That was like when I first saw that, probably at 6 years old, and I always wanted to be the Scarecrow in that. So I guess if the opportunity ever came to do Wizard of Oz, I think it's Lloyd Webber that does Wizard of Oz in the West End? I'd love to do that. That was always my childhood thing, like, and Mary Poppins to be, not to be Mary Poppins, obviously, but to be a part of that.
Excuse me, don't knock it if you haven't tried it.
But just, I love that kind of thing. I didn't realise when I was younger how much I actually had a passion for musicals, I guess.
Did you go to stage school?
I didn't go to anything, no. First thing I did was just got in 911 and learnt the trade as we went along. I knew nothing, to be honest.
So did you bore the lads with the music from The Wizard of Oz?
Probably, yeah. I think they probably thought I was always the cheesy musical theatre boy in the band. Yeah. And why not? I don't mind being that boy. Yeah.
getting older now, still looking good.
Thank you.
Getting older, does it affect you as a boy band member?
What, age and stuff like that? No, not at all. I guess the only thing I could say about it is when we do tours and stuff, we still do the full-on routines and that. So you wake up the next morning, you're a little bit achier than you would be 20 years ago. But apart from that, my mind hasn't changed. I'm still a bit of a child inside, I guess. So that'll never change, hopefully.
Where are you going after the Empire?
We've got a week off, actually, next week. Then we're off to Belfast, Derry, Torquay. And my last week for now is in Glasgow. And then Gareth Gates takes over for another 6 weeks. Then I go back again for a while. So it's just the perfect thing for me at the minute. And it's just the best thing in the world, seriously. Like,
how are the audience reacting to it?
Amazing. Every show we've done so far that I've been involved in, and I know the guys have done 100 shows plus now, standing ovations at the end, which is incredible. And I think it's just the songs get to everybody in the end, and they just all buzz off it, yeah.
So, what's your favourite song in it, apart from your solo?
I would say Let's Hear It for the Boy. It's just a great scene, and it's a great song to be part of that scene as well. And if you come and see it, you'll see why it's just a fun, amazing scene. Yeah, it's just really good fun.
Well, young man, you're looking great.
Thank you very much.
You're at the Empire till Saturday. There's two matinees. It's well worth seeing. I tell you what, Footloose is one of those tried and tested musicals that works every time it comes to Liverpool, because it is. If you're fed up, if you're down, if you just want to laugh and you want to be entertained and listen to music that you grew up with, and go and see it. And with this young man who has got, I tell you what must be magical, and I haven't seen his performance, but I've heard it and he got great reviews. But what will be magical is the fact that he's never done it before. Can you imagine? He's a virgin. Can you imagine on that stage you will see somebody performing like, not, it'll be like an early Madonna.
I can do that. I love Madonna.
That, so do I. When are you back with 911 around the area at all?
Possibly. I mean, we did something at Pop World actually last year. So we could be back doing that kind of thing. It was just a great night. Yeah.
Well, that was great last time you were here.
I loved it. Yeah, that was our final night on the tour.
That was incredible. That
loved it. It's just great to get back and do a two-hour show, which is just our songs from our albums and the fans from back in the day. It's great that we've got that support still.
It's the star of Footloose. It's Lee Brendan. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Cheers, Pete. Thanks.